It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What an interesting situation it would be if somebody accidentally texted you or maybe emailed you something that you weren't expecting. Usually it's embarrassing when you do that. 317-239-1009, wondering what it was. Let's go to Sarah this morning on line number two. Sarah, what was accidentally sent to you?
Okay, so my boyfriend of now 3 years, when we were first talking, I guess that's what you want to call it, he sent me a text that said, "I don't know what the name of someone that was close to me. I've never cheated on anyone before."
What?
Yeah.
So explain that.
So basically, long story short, one of my close friends was trying to get with him while it was very obvious that we had been talking and going on dates and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And he just basically told her that, you know, he wanted me, and now we've been together for 3 years.
Oh, gosh. So what happened with you and that girl? Did you call her out?
Yeah, and then I never talked to her again.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, take that. Biatch, thank you for calling in this morning. Adam, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Yours involves text. What happened?
Hey, guys. My phone started blowing up one night at dinner, and there was this guy saying, "Hey, I'm a jealous boyfriend. How could you give my girl your number?" I'm like, "Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. Let it go." And finally starts calling and calling and calling while I'm in the middle of dinner with my family. And so I pick it up and I just start messing. I'm like, "Ah, so you got the message, huh?" And he goes, "I'm going to come here and screw up your life and, you know, F with your family and blah, 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 and all this stuff." And I'm like, "Dude, you got to let it go. I'm joking with you. I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm an old, fat, white guy. I'm not hitting on your 18-year-old girlfriend who works as a waitress at BW30s. You just need to let it go."
Dude, that's awesome.
And then
man.
I hung up, and then he never called back again. But it was just, I'm sitting there in front of my family's looking at me like, "What the heck is going on?
Fun
Daddy,
times.
Who are you talking to? Hey, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Manuel this morning. Hey, what happened with you?"
I had a funny story about somebody sending my mom a text that was supposed to go to me as we were all sitting in a circle.
What was the text? Like, what accidentally got sent?
So I had just got out of jail, and they had a birthday party for me a few years ago at my mom's house, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend at the time, my mom, and all my family, and we're all sitting at a table outside having a cookout, and my mom opens a text and then just drops her phone and goes, "Oh, my God," and looks at me, and I'm like, "What?" My girlfriend texted her instead of texting me, and said, "Hey, do you want to sneak upstairs and bang real quick?"
Oh, my God.
She said, "It's my mom, not me."
So did you go upstairs?
Yeah, so my mom busted us out, and yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. I would never be able to look my mom in the eye again.
She just thought it was hilarious. She looked at me like, "What are you still doing down here?"
Go get him, son. Make mama proud. Hey, Manuel, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's do one more. Tyler on the Joe and Alex Show. What accidentally got texted or emailed to you?
Actually, I didn't get a text or email. I'm just backing you up.
Oh, good. What did you want to say then? Like, I'm down for support.
So if you logically think about it, it's a 317-617 area code. 3 and 6 are next to each other on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an accident.
Dude, thank you. Because I had to text my wife right now. Like, she's seeing this. And I said, "Good morning, baby. FYI, if anyone at your job asks you about the boob pic that was sent to you from the big-breasted woman in Boston, let them know that, you know, it was obviously an accident and that you're not into women."
But that doesn't make any sense, because it wasn't that Lindsay was texting somebody and accidentally made it Boston. It was a Boston person. Oh, wait, you're saying that
look at right here. Here's my phone. See right there? They meant to do 617. They probably hit 3, which is above the 6. It makes total sense. Tyler, if I could give you like a caller of the day award,
I would.
But Tyler.
That makes you feel better.
The man.
If it saves your marriage, cool.
Hey, man, I got you.
Dude, I appreciate it. I need somebody here. Thank you, buddy, and appreciate it. Listen, I know a bunch of people want to get through that can't. Please, if you can't get through on the phone, go to our social media and let us know these stories. These are awesome. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.